issue of assurance. God only leaves only me with flame upon my head. When you are in an environment and you allow your temperature to go below -0 or -1, you are not there. As believers, we are expected to be hot perpetually. You should dispense charges everywhere you go, because you are an embodiment of God. You are going to do that again. Nehemiah was speaking in Nehemiah chapter 8. He told these people, he said, "See, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." When you allow the situations around you to control the way you behave, when you allow your condition to put you in a cage, then you can't rule that way. Rulers are men who operate from within. They cause a change in the external environment by initiating the change deep within them. So when the battle has been lost within, you can't conquer without. It's not possible. Do you think it's simple that the devil is putting everything against you? You move there, you are seeing roadblocks. You move there, you are seeing a lot of things. Devil is trying to get you and put you in a state where you are no longer in control. So as you keep gazing and looking at your mountain, then you keep reducing within. As you see the mountain, you see yourself as grasshopper. As you see the mountain, you see yourself as nothing. As you see the mountain, you see yourself as small. As you look at Goliath, you are seeing yourself as the one who has been defeated. But you cannot stop. Just take a step and move forward. Just like David, look at your Goliath and smile at the Goliath. And how can you do this? By concentrating fully on the one that is within you. He said, "The one who is within me is more than the one who is worse, who is in the world. You are more than conqueror through Christ." Through Christ. That is who you are. So to activate this dimension and cause a change in the world, there is a need for you to come to the full understanding and the realization of all that the Lord has said concerning you. We don't need 10,000 people to change this world. We don't need 10,000 people to take the whole city of Abuja for Jesus. We only need a man burning, a man on fire, a man set ablaze for him, a man whose temperature is too high for the enemy to come close. A fly can only play and enjoy sleep upon a stove that is not burning. As long as you ignite the stove, you put that thing, you set it ablaze, it will be too difficult for any fly to play around it. So don't concentrate on the fly. When you stop burning, keep burning, then the fly will keep off. If you burn and any fly flies you, it's dead. All you need is to keep burning, keep hot, let your temperature be high, then you'll be in charge. No man can be in charge without being charged. You must be charged before you can be in charge. If you are too cold, you will hear, you will. This world is not for men who don't know where they are going. You must be determined. This is what I wanted to go for it. Let the control system, the control unit be within you. Ignite it. Give up everything, every distraction. And then you come to the presence of God, you are seeing a possibility. The devil knows what he's doing. He knows as long as you concentrate on your mountain, you go nowhere. But if you can see God above every mountain, then they become low for you. Is the God in the valley? Is the God on the mountain? He said, when things go wrong, he makes them right. But the same God that is on the valley is the one on the mountain. If you can look up to him, you overcome. They said they looked up to him. They were not ashamed. Their faces were brightening. So you are burning as a shining light. That is who you are. If you don't take this position, then you will be displaced. As a matter of fact, since you have been thinking about your problem and the situation you are passing through, where is the solution? Where have you been? What has been your position? What has been your promotion? Tell me about your progress report. You have nothing to say. So, why bothering yourself? Why not open your heart up for the one who can keep you above? Above. Said it that is above is above all. If you can keep looking at the one who is above, you can't remain below. It is not possible. The reason why you operate and crawl is because all you see are the things that operate below. But if you fix your gaze on the one who is above, you will live above. Above all your challenges. Above every situation. Above all problems. Above all the issues of life. Now, this night is another night of encounter for every one of you. I tell you, don't see yourself as small in this meeting. And I don't just want you to concentrate on what is going on around here. I want your heart to be open. Let your heart be open. Be open in the spirit. As we travel together, we're going to have very short time of charge or message this night. By the grace of God, we shall be looking at staying full of God. Staying full of God. But before we do that, I want you to rejoice in the spirit with me. Gain control from within outside. Gain it. Even the devil cannot defeat a man until he's able to penetrate your heart. So what he's doing here, tapping you, and you are feeling the pain, you are not just okay. He is trying to get something, and that is your soul. His target is your soul. He's not bringing money. Money is not coming. Money, you know, everything is just, it's just, nothing is working. He's targeting your soul. So deep within you, you can be controlled by externalities. Things that are outside can control, can determine your life. And it shouldn't be so. You should be in charge and take control of everything. And how do you achieve this? By the grace of God, the Lord will be teaching us in this meeting. I want you to just join your hands together as you're seated. And I want you to make a loud noise to God. I want you to rejoice. He said, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. What is your strength? Everyone, can you wait for it? Come on. What is your strength? Everyone, can you wait for it? Speak as a giant that you have. What is your strength? Speak as a giant that you have. What is your strength? celebrate your Father. Let sweet words to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As the world will be going on today, I want you to picture yourself as a giant that you heard. If you don't have the clear picture of yourself, it will be too difficult to rule and dominate in this kingdom. If you don't understand what Jesus has done for you, if you don't understand your position in this kingdom, it will be too difficult for you to get the clear picture of yourself. And if you don't have the clear picture of yourself, you can't rule. You can't dominate. Even though you have been created to rule and dominate in any territory you step your foot on, you understand, it will be too difficult for you to express this dimension, this understanding, you understand, that you have in Christ Jesus, if you don't have a clarity of purpose. I want you to understand that what Christ has done for you is so great, is so mighty. And that's why we'll be considering that particular theme today that says, staying full of God. Staying full of God. From the word stay. I mean, the problem that most believers have today is that they don't know how to stay. Yeah, some of them have perceived, they've seen the power of God. But the ability to sustain this dimension is the major issue. Finishing it. And the devil don't have respect for a man who is on fire today and who will be cold tomorrow. He's aware. Because the fact is that he's not resting. He's not sleeping. We are the only ones sleeping. We get on fire. We get so inspired in meetings. And the next day, you look for the fire. You can't find it again. Because we don't have the staying power. So the devil don't have respect for a believer who doesn't have a staying power. Do you understand? So even though he's powerful today, he's not afraid of you because he knows tomorrow you're going to sleep off and he's coming for you. He's not closing his heart. So anytime, any day, he's watching, he's looking. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, devil, is what? Like a roaring lion, he's moving up and down, seeking whom he may devour. So we lack that attitude of vigilance. We can't just stay. We can't stay. We are full today. Tomorrow we are empty. And that is why the devil and the situation of the world don't have respect for us. So what you see in the life of unbeliever are the things you are also seeing in your life. You can't just give. You can't explain why you find yourself in that kind of. Why? Because we lack the staying power. So the devil don't respect any believer who doesn't, you know, embrace the culture of consistency. Who just believe, well, when we come for meeting, we can be ablaze. We can pray for 10 hours in a meeting. And after this meeting, nothing is happening. School of the Spirit is not just an end in itself. It's a means to an end. You come to this place, you cut a fire, you go back home, you fan it to flame them all. We pray for 6 hours there, you go to your room, you pray for 7 hours. You replicate it. Any grace that the Lord bestow upon a man, any word, any revelation you receive, you are expected to multiply. Because every one of us has a womb. The essence of your womb is for multiplicity. So you gain any revelation of the scripture via the Son of God or the servant of God, you are expected to multiply by the reason of use and engagement. But the problem we have is that we don't engage what the Lord is delivering to us, releasing to us per time. He gave us the Holy Ghost, we take Him for granted. He gave us life, we take it for granted. We receive revelation of Him all the time, and the revelation ends inside our daughter. Why? Because we are not consistent. We lack the same power. And any man who lacks the same power cannot be full of God. You can't be full of God. It is not possible. So staying full of God is the focus of this meeting. Shed the life of those who embrace the power of God and the reality of God momentarily in the scripture. The devil actually got them at the end of the day. Look at the life of Samson. Anointed from the womb, but yet ended as a mere man. Why? Because the same power was not there. So he's only empowered when there is a need, and when there was a need. And anytime nothing is coming off, he will remain himself, and he will keep humanizing, moving from one place to another, moving from one place and looking for people. Not cold, not hot. Sometimes cold, sometimes hot. No man, I want to carry the fullness of God. We operate like that. There is a need for us to embrace what I call the steam power. You don't go for meetings and contact fire and go back to your bed to sleep. If indeed something has dropped on you, that bed must miss you for 3 days. You go to your room, you say, this bed, thank God. You pack your bed sheet and put it somewhere. Yes, I met people like that. After meeting, they go back home and they put their bed, they will put it and put it by the wall and continue to sleep on the floor. They don't want to be too comfortable. When you seek comfort too much, you can't be full of God. And so the major issue on ground is that all of God has been given to you by spirit that is in you. All of God has been placed in the inside of you by spirit. So you look so empty and void of the very life of God because you lack the staying power. If you can't stay, you can't be full of Him. If you can't stay, you can't be full of Him. It takes staying to enjoy the fullness of God. All that you are looking for in Christ Jesus have been positioned in you, have been placed in you by Spirit. So if you have the Spirit of God in you, you have the fullness of God in you. So that you have the Holy Ghost, don't look for any other thing. You have all in the inside of you. Say, blessed be the Lord, the Father of our riches, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. So in Christ, you have the fullness of God. So God didn't just withhold a part of Him, keep part of Him from you. He has given you all that you want. So what we want to consider today is simply how to stay, you know, stay full of God. So if you have God, you have the Holy Spirit in you, you have the totality of the life of God in you, you have all of the dimensions you are trusting God for, they are you. So the word stay is so key as far as this meeting is concerned. And that is what we lack. Ends have been laid on us over and over at different times in different meetings. But yet, it's as if our head is still empty. It's as if we still lack oil. We lack dimensions. Why? Because we fail to stay. We fail to stay. We fail to stay. We fail to stay. Until you embrace that culture of staying, you can't be full of God. That looks so contradictory. We have the fullness of God in us. But when you sleep off, then you can give full expression to this dimension of God in you. You are beyond who you think you are. But until you engage the staying strategy,
it will look as if you are empty. Even though God has given you everything, you look at your hands, you see it, the hands is dry. You have the, your hands are, they are just dry, nothing is there. And so you imagine, what is it that they said Jesus has done for us? I'm not seeing anything. You can't see anything until you learn this culture, until you embrace this culture. And it's a staying culture. And as you embrace it, you continue to see the fullness of God that has been locked down or locked up in the inside of you will continue to find expression. So you look at yourself, so I am like this. I am like this. Then you will see different dimensions of God finding expression in the inside of you. That is why I said from the beginning that you are bigger than you think. You are only limited to yourself because of the level of your perception, what you can see, the level you can actually express what you can't find in yourself. So that's a secret. Stay. He told the disciples, he said, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. Until you stay, then you have nothing to hold. You have nothing to lay hold on. Hallelujah. Let's open our scriptures right now to the book of Ephesians. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Taskovila brans covidi de suseba. Lebrovikoski varane sofitas. Ephesians 3, verse 19. If you are there, please, can you read for us?
And to know the love of Christ,
which passeth knowledge,
that ye might be filled
with what?
All the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God. What's the pathway to this fullness?
Now, unto him.
No, read from the beginning again. What's the pathway to this fullness?
And you know the love of Christ. Which passeth knowledge. And ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God. So it is a possibility that we are filled with all the fullness of God. But the pathway to this is knowledge. So the number one thing we'll be considering as key to stay full of God's power. If you want to stay and enjoy the fullness of God, what are the things that you need to pay attention to? And number one is knowledge. Read that place again, sir. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Go on.
And to know the love of Christ. Which passeth knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Access to the fullness of God is guaranteed by the revelation of the knowledge of Christ. So access to the revelation of God guarantees the fullness of God. And you don't get access to this without paying attention, without staying. When you stay with the scripture, the revelation of Christ is made known to you. And as you gain this revelation of Christ, the fullness of God will be released. So knowledge is key. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Said they that know the God shall be what? Say it and let me hear you. And what will happen to them?
He said they will do exploit. So knowledge gives access
to the fullness of God. And what you enjoy thereafter is strength.
We look so weak, weary, and tired because we fail to embrace the knowledge of Christ and the revelation of Christ. And because we fail to embrace this, we can enjoy the fullness of it. It is in the fullness of God that we enjoy supernatural strength. When David stood before Goliath, what gave him the boldness, the strength, and the ability was the knowledge he had about God. He said, the same God who delivered me from the power of the lion shall give your head to me. There was a knowledge. And by that knowledge, strategy came, inspiration came, power came. So who could believe it that a stone will bring down Goliath? Who? For because of the knowledge. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. The scripture says, study to show thyself approved. A workman who need not to be ashamed, but rightly divided the words of the truth. Studying. Underline the word study. No one can study well without staying well. You gain access to nothing if you can't stay with it. You can't tell me you are studying anything without paying attention to it. And you can't pay attention without staying. We love to capture revelation from men of God. We love to listen to messages. But we find it difficult to listen to the Holy Ghost. We find it difficult to sit with the Holy Ghost and learn of Him. We find it difficult to carry the scripture and look at it. There is no how the fullness of God can be unlocked in the life of a man without this stay. You stay with the word. You stay, say, study to show thyself approved. The dimensions have been placed in you. But by studying, you can unlock them for expression. You are not empty. You are not ordinary. You must know this. Living with that consciousness will help you to pay attention to what is necessary. That is it. If you don't live with that consciousness, you keep running up and down. Which minister is happening in that place again? Let us go and receive. When you yourself, you are carrying the custodians of the mystery of God. The Holy Ghost is the custodian of the truth. He said, I'm going to send you who? A comforter. He said, he will teach you all things. He said, I have so many things to tell you. But don't worry. As soon as the Holy Ghost comes, there will be revelation of all things. So one of the major assignments of the Holy Ghost in the life of everybody is to unveil divine mysteries. Is to unveil the revelation of Jesus. And as soon as that happens, what happens? The fullness of God is unlocking you. So you suddenly see a weak man, a very shallow man, expressing the wisdom of God. So you question, how is this happening? Ordinary fisherman, Peter, doing crazy. The Bible said they listened to them and they discovered that they were on them. If you fail to embrace this, nothing is coming forth. It is very important that we pay attention to Him. Acquire knowledge of Him. As you grow in the knowledge of the Lord, grace will be multiplied unto you. Glory to Jesus. Can you jam your hands together for Jesus? Jam your hands together for Him.
You have your hands together for me. Open your scripture to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. And if you are there, you can also open to Ephesians 1, 23. Sevilla Cobrain exclusive Shekau Caesar Pia Lada Idos Kibran of Scapadi Sapata Elegora Kesovia Lane Susufita Kas. If you are there, please read for us Ephesians 4 them. You can go on.
He that descended
is the same also that what?
That ascended up.
That ascended
up. Far above all heavens.
Far above all heaven.
That he might fill all things.
That he might fill how many things? All things. Ephesians 1:23.
Which is his body?
The fullness of him.
The fullness of him.
That filleth all in all. God is not coming for the half part of you, is coming for the totality of you. And every man will always be under the affliction and the oppression of the devil if he's sitting, if such is sitting on the fence. You are not cold and you are not hot. The Lord said, such person shall be split. So you have nothing to gain when you sit on the fence. Fall into the fire. And if it is ice cream you want to look like, go inside the freezer and be sitting there. And let's know that you are there. But you don't deceive God. Yes. He said, God will not be mocked. For whatever a man sweat, he will reap. And you can't deceive this devil. But he understands all these things. He's aware. He knows those that are born perpetually. And if you are neither cold nor hot, he's aware. And this one, forget it. Don't worry, let him go and pray for 7 hours. After this meeting, he will not pray again next month. So I mean, we can have our way. Let us stop here. As you step out of this place, you make a push, search, pray in tongues, acquire more of the revelation of him. The revelation of Christ is that which unlocks the fullness of God in a man. As you behold him, you are changed from one level of glory to another. He's talking about the fullness of God. You grow into the fullness. That dimension will be unlocked in you as you behold Jesus. He will rub himself on you so much that anywhere you appear, Jesus is seen. It was said of the apostles, not of apostles, that these people have been with Christ. They named them Christians in Antioch. They didn't say, we are for Jesus. No, no. They looked at their life and they could see the signature of Jesus upon them. Why? Because they stayed. This day, he said, we shall give ourselves to the ministry of what? Of prayer and the word. That's it. To the ministry of prayer and the word. So the knowledge of him unlocks the fullness of it. So don't say, I receive Holy Ghost, bow, sit on me. As the Holy Ghost comes, you don't know what to do with the Holy Ghost. So it's just there in you, and you are doing your own thing. And you remember you have the Holy Ghost when you have a problem. There is issue. You can assess the deep things of God. The deep things of God. The deep things of God. Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said it is. I think let's read verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Or we can start from verse 9 if you are there. Praise God. For as it is written,
I have not seen,
nor hear heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of man
the things which God has prepared that love him.
The things which God has prepared for them that love him.
But God has revealed them unto us by Spirit.
God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit.
For the Spirit
searcheth all things.
Yes.
Then give thing. Can you rejoice in the Holy Ghost? Just rejoice in the Spirit. Everyone pray in the tongues. Savila Marakis Kovia Tamana. Agesusia Lekuvia Tama. Kabara de Pusketiapa. Aradi Sovia Kena Sovita. Rakubikaya Nakizapata. Arade Kosika Maya. Adi Subikira Bradiata. Ake Pata Bradia. Ate Kusikia Nate. Om Melita. Kabaradi Sokubi. Maki Kosisa. Ara de kute ke balada ara da 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 The Lord is opening ears. He said he has revealed this thing unto us by Spirit. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, what? The deep things of God. Access to the deep things of God. Unlock the fullness of God in the life of every believer. Access to the deep things of God. Unlocks the fullness of God in the life of every believer. And see, this Spirit is in you. The next verse, he said, what man? Now, go on.
For what man knoweth?
What man knoweth the things of man? Save the spirit of man that is in him. Yes?
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man.
But the Spirit of God.
But the Spirit of God. So the pathway to stay full of God is by engaging the Holy Ghost in the search of the deep things of God. As you gain access to these deep things of God, the fullness of God in you will be unlocked for manifestation. I tell you, you don't have idea how powerful, how great you are in Christ Jesus until you engage this truth. This is the pathway to knowledge. This is the pathway to accessing the wisdom of God. And as this wisdom is unlocked, this deep things of God is unlocked unto you, the fullness of God in you will find expression. You can just wake up and be shouting, hey! It's knowledge. No! It's not the knowledge, the revelation of Christ. You will be excited. You will be full of joy. And that joy is called strength. It's a code. As the joy sticks forth within you, unusual strength comes upon you. The ability to do things that are unimaginable will rest upon you. Treading and moving in impossible realm becomes so easy. But by knowledge. And this knowledge comes by the help of the Spirit. How much of the Spirit do you engage? Do you just operate from your head? When it comes to the junction of decision making, do you just operate from your head where you want to take a particular step? So, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So, for the desires of the flesh, it's against the Spirit. So, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if by the help of the Spirit you go for spiritual knowledge, you will be changed and be transformed. The best earthly knowledge can offer a man is to keep you healthy. But when you go for the search of the revelation of Christ, you operate from above. You are not operating here. Your bank account will not determine how much you spend. Even though you don't have much there, you are still controlling and ruling. As though you have millions. God supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. It is by knowledge. What made David to appear before Goliath and confidently look at him? Could not have been
his brain. His brain is too much to say those things. That man utter certain words that Goliath look at him and say, am I the one you are coming to? As if you are coming to to deal with a dog or a rat. What do you mean? Look at this boy. For it's beyond his brain. It's beyond just intellectual expression. It is the power of God at work in him. He was able to do the unusual. He discovered a mystery that was not open to other people. Standing at that valley, it was too difficult for them. So, stay full of God. It's made possible by consistent search of the deep things of God by the Spirit of God. Come on, I don't know if anybody is getting me here. Kalama Siva Lakosia Kovibrane Suzubida Kabren Sofi Kabasetala Kovren Sofi Kriakias Kasita. Lebinox Sophie Kataba, Borfika Breng Susifata, Cobrain and Sisapa, Leprocobin and Susifa, Taxi Katobela Soga, Suvikaba, Sikovina Tasapa, Kabilovina, Sangro Brengo Sisapata, O Siki Baila Nox Sisapata, Ala de Cobran de Sakitaba. Subina Bragada Susubi Dakama Ladi Sopita. Oh my God. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord, for the way of the Lord, yeah, is the way of wisdom. I choose the way.
devil. If you don't have the knowledge of the God you serve, say it louder and clear. Every word. You can't host the fullness of the God you don't know. Say it again, everyone. If you don't have the knowledge of the God you serve, you can't host the fullness of the God you don't know. Say it again, loud and clear. If you don't have the knowledge of the God that you serve, you can't host the fullness of the God you don't know. No one. The number 2 point, staying full of God. The number 2 point on how to stay full of God is what I call walking with God. You don't receive the knowledge of God just for yourself and to do what you like with it. Every revelation of Jesus you have received should compel you to walk with God every moment, or walk in the Spirit perpetually. So every revelation you capture by the Spirit of God, you don't come and make use of it in the flesh. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to keep walking in the Spirit for such revelation to be potent and effective in your life. So most times we are full of so many messages and revelations, but as soon as we capture those things, we come and we take over the steering from the Holy Ghost. We keep moving. You capture those revelations because you partner with the Spirit. Now, for you to walk or to give full expression to this, you decided to hijack the stage from Him. This is why so many people are missing it in the kingdom. You can't stay full of God like that. So it's as if you are bribing God to extract revelation to use it for your selfish interest. Many can fast for 3 days to capture divine revelation from God, but working with God has been made so difficult. So when you are at the junction of decision making, do you still fall back to the heads of the Holy Ghost and say, what do I do at this junction? Then you don't take charge and take the steering from Him. If you don't learn how to walk with God, you can't enjoy the fullness of God. Men will listen to you and you open your mouth and speak mysteries, but yet it will be too difficult for you to give full expression to the dimension of God you are captured because you failed to walk with God. All these things look so simple, but they are the most difficult things for believers. Walking in the Spirit, walking with God, has been made so easy because we have the Holy Ghost in the inside of us. But we need to stay and pay attention to His biddings per time. Said, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? They are sons of God. Romans 8:14. They are sons of God. They are sons of God. They are sons of God. So don't say, I am born again, and you just withdraw yourself and you are in the street doing what you like. It's a walk in the Spirit, and thou shalt not gratify the desires of the flesh. So it's not enough for you to say, I am born again. You are all expected to keep walking in the Spirit or walking with God part time. So if indeed you have captured the revelation of Jesus, you are expected to walk and follow Him in everything. Every revelation that will not make you to submit to Jesus is not a revelation. As you gain access to the revelation of Jesus, you are expected to submit to Him and obey Him. Follow Him per time. Follow Him per time. So the more you know,
the more humble and gentle you'll be in following. Say, move here, we follow. Move here, we follow. Move here, we follow. So the knowledge of Christ that can't put you in check. Are you getting me now? That can't help you to follow and walk with Jesus. It's not part of it. The Bible says that Enoch walked with the Lord. It was not for God to keep. Genesis chapter 5. It said, for God took him. By walking with the Lord, he was full of God. And because he stayed full of God for a long time, immortality overruled mortality. The fullness of God in him came out. The fullness of God in him found expression. By walking with God, the fullness of God found expression. He was transported. The Bible says, and Enoch walked with the Lord. For he was not. For God took him. Access to the revelation of God, backed up with a walk with God, unlocked the fullness of God in the life of every believer. So as you access the revelation of God, and you keep walking with the Holy Spirit or by the influence of the Holy Ghost, what happened to you? The fullness of God in you will be unlocked for manifestation. So if all you know about Jesus has not in any way put you on, and you are not still being led by the Spirit, it will be very difficult for the fullness of God in you to find expression. So, to stay full of God, you must learn to walk perpetually with God. Many of us who don't experience the supernatural, do you understand? Who don't experience the hands of God or the finger of God anywhere we go? It's because, number one, anytime we step out, we hijack the steering from Him. If you're a minister, you are healing, evangelist, or you want to walk in the miraculous, learn to walk with Him. If you learn to walk with Him, you know what the scripture said about healing. You know that He said, if you lay your hands upon the sick, they will recover. But by obedience, this dimension will be activated. By walking with the Holy Spirit, you will see that dimension find expression in you. You can know these things and not give full expression to it. So you don't just know what the scripture said about Christ or about healing or miracles or whatever. You must learn to walk by the Spirit. As you walk with God in everything you do, you see the supernatural miracles vetted in everywhere you go. You find God moving in a miraculous way. You know, I was in a particular church and the pastor was praying, you know, trusting God for healing for people and divine visitation. The Lord opened my eyes to see angel walked in at a particular time in the prayer. And as the angel walked in, they wanted to start operation. I think they distributed themselves in between the rooms. They wanted to be attending to people. And the pastor said, no, look at Jesus nearby. Do that. Amen. 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 Where I was like, I know this is not time for that. You have been praying for divine visitation. God came, and you Jesus the bed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Let us take that and offer. No, this one is not that and offer. Most times we walk with God as if we don't know Him, or we operate in God. In the house of God, I think we don't know Him. So it is not enough to know that God can heal and save, and that His power is available to do so. It will be beautiful if you can also capture that dimension of Him that will enable you to walk with Him perpetually.
and function with the Holy Spirit. As you do this, you see God moving mightily in your situation and in your life. There is a pathway to it. So walking with the Lord, you can't do without it. When you walk with God, you unlock the fullness of God in you. You can't keep walking with a man. For instance, if you have a soldier like as your brother, and you are walking with him in the streets, how do you walk? You walk freely and confidently. You know that anybody want to do anything funny, there's someone beside you who can defend you. So walking with the Lord, you know, imparting to you a consciousness. Do you understand? There is this level of boldness you enjoy. You know of the disciples, the apostles of Jesus, when they gather in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. The Bible says they gather and they pray. The place where they prayed shook. The Spirit of, he said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they received boldness. They preached. So the fullness of God impart into us boldness and the consciousness of it. And so what we enjoy thereafter is that we keep walking with the Lord. As we walk with him, the fullness of God in us can find expression. It will be unlocked for manifestation. Do you see that you are more than who you think you are? Can you clap for Jesus in your life? Just celebrate. Celebrating. Hallelujah. Oh my God. The next thing, which is the top thing that you need to embrace if you want to stay full of God, is what I call thankfulness. Thankfulness. If you are not thankful, you can't unlock the fullness of God in you. The pathway to unlocking the fullness of God in you is that you remain thankful. Whether he has done something or nothing, be thankful to it. For the salvation of your soul, be thankful to him. If you can thank him for the little, you will get the abundance of blessings from him. If you can thank him for that small thing, you will get abundance from him. You don't need to wait and get everything you want before you give thanks to him. Because many are in your shoe. They really want to be here today, and they are dead. Not that you know how to pray more than them. No. His grace has kept you. So to enjoy and unlock the fullness of God that has been locked up or kept in you by the Holy Ghost, be thankful. When you are grateful, you will unlock the fullness of God in you. You will unlock it. You pray for the sick and then they disappear. And you say, Father, I thank you for kicking off this headache as soon as I pray. Thank you because it is your power that has done this, not because I know how to pray tongues. Thank you, Lord, because thank him for that headache as if you just raised a dead man. I'm telling you, then he will entrust more of those dimensions to you. So if you can be thankful, he has given you 5,000 naira. But we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me 5,000. Because we are so, we are so knowledgeable and so conditioned to always complain. We see what he has not done always. All about the things that he has done. And because we look at what he has not done, we have been cut off from the things he want to do. If you can be thankful and grateful, then you are creating room for more of God. Search through the scriptures. In times that we can see as a time of impossibility, you see Jesus thanking them.
when he wanted to feed the crowd, and all he had was just the little fishes and bread. He said, Father, the Bible says, and he gave thanks. He broke the bread. He gave it out. The Bible says they were abundant, like the leftover 12 baskets. How can you explain that? When it was time for him to raise Lazarus, he got there. He said, thank you, Father, because I know that thou hearest me. So his thankfulness provoked the fullness of God in him. And he didn't say, Lazarus, God said, Lazarus, come forth. He spoke with conviction. He spoke with authority. A thankful man is a man who is thoughtful. So thoughtfulness is what provokes thankfulness. If you can't think of the goodness of God, you can't give thanks to him. But if you can think of his goodness, you can also attract more of his goodness. That's the fact. What you see and you are crying. Some people are praying for that experience so that they can laugh. You know, when we're in school, there's some students that when they have 85, they will cry. 85%. And the lecturer will like, you are A now. Say, it's not about A, it's not about A. Kinimushi. I said to all the questions, I was expecting 100. He gave me 95. And they will cry. You don't understand, they will cry. And somebody is there with D, with help. That the lecturer even help. Let's add one mark so that we just cross to him. People like that, if by mistake they were given C, because if you score E, you won't say I have E. What you say is that they gave me. Oh, you have 85. You're like, I scored 85. You scored that one. But when you fail, they gave you failure. When you are thankful to God for the little, you can walk in abundance. So you are asking me, how can I stay full of God? Be thankful. Be what? Be what? Everybody, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Rise up on your feet, everyone, before we pray. The last point I want to talk about this night is what I call magnification or glorification. You must learn to glorify Jesus or magnify him. The word glorify can be used interchangeably. You can use the word glorify instead of magnify, and also use magnify instead of what? Glorify. So when you magnify Jesus, you unlock the fullness of God in you. Is that very clear to you? You magnify him. You magnify him. You, from the word magnification, that is enlarge. So you magnify him. You magnify him. And how do you do this? You come through that little thing that you think he has done for you. Then as you continue to magnify him, he will continue to reveal to you the bigger thing that you have not seen, that you have not in any way tasted. So if you learn to magnify him, you will stay full of him. A man who can glorify God, we be full of God. If you can glorify him, you will stay full of him. So when you magnify Jesus, you will stay full of him. Sekibala Marok Sivala Klesh Sobinash. Ready to be cut up, I see Jesus.
Seated on the throne, high above it, to the Lamb of God, I see Jesus seated on the throne.
Mortals, we always say, you know, we always declare in heaven. The Bible said they were saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing." If you can magnify Jesus from this understanding, that some dimensions of God you will unlock in your life. That's a fact. So we're going to take that song again. I want you to rejoice. Live where you are. Rejoice, rejoice.
I see Jesus seated on the throne.
The fire of God is here. The glory of God is here. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. The scripture says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Verse 10, the scripture says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." We will rise in your name. We will
of God shall find expression in you. Why do we need the same fool of God? It's because we are dispensers of this reality. If we are full of ourselves, how do we get this machine? Kalima Nesobi Kata. Can you lift up your two hands and say, Father, my life is available? Corina Sisaba.
I will run.
The scripture says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. So no wonder they were able to reveal Jesus everywhere they go. And they look at them and say, these people have been with Christ. I want you to make a very great shout, a great noise of victory. Great noise of victory, a shout of victory. Everyone, one, two, three, go!